You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Yea, Almighty God, that is your name. Everlasting Father, we thank you. Jehovah God, we bless you. Mighty God, we give you praise. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, our God, and our King, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. We want to thank you, O Lord, for the gift of life. We want to thank you for your mercy. Mighty God, be thou exalted, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. My Father, my God, my King, we thank you, Lord God, because your mercy has kept us up to this day. Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come once again, Lord, to encourage ourselves, to remind ourselves in your word, Lord. I pray, O God, that you grant unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another beautiful day. Excuse me. I want to welcome you to another beautiful day in the land of the living. And I also want to welcome you to this podcast called Good Morning Jesus. It's brought to you by Liberty Ark Ministry International. Here we just encourage ourselves in the Word of God. We remind ourselves the Word of God. We exhort ourselves on the Word of God just to, you know, keep moving, you know, on the track that we are in this walk and our race with God. So that's what we do here. So we share the word, encourage ourselves, prayer, but most importantly, we share the word here, the word of truth. All right, so I was not up on Wednesday and Friday. I went to some on mountain journey. I didn't go mountain climbing, no. I went mountain praying. And on some of this mountain, you know, high up there, up on the rock, there are no network. The network is not good enough. You have to be moving here and there to get network, you know, even to speak on your phone. So I think it's basically trying to encourage people not to use phone while you come to the place of prayer. I think that's anyway. So we are back here this morning, and my last episode was talking about, is there not a reason? Is there not a reason? If you have not listened to that, please do listen to that. And today I want to talk about restoration by the mercy of God. Restoration by the mercy of God. In the book of Joel, God said that, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. All right, so, and the Bible also makes us to know that it is God that redeems the time. Yeah, God redeems the time. So, the time that one has lost and the times that you know, we have been doing what we are not supposed to do. You know, we started this thing from discovering yourself, discovering the purpose of God for your life. And if a man comes here on earth and does not discover the purpose of God for his or her life and goes back, that is the greatest tragedy that can happen to any man. It's a disaster, you know. You go back to God unfulfilled. You go back to God without discovering the purpose for which I listened to a man of God like in the 90s, mid-90s, late-90s, 95, 96. The man of God called Reverend Matthew Ashimolowo. And he did a message then on purpose. What's your purpose here on earth? And in that message, he said there are a lot of potentials in the grave, a lot of potentials in the grave that never manifested. They never used what God gave them because they didn't discover their purpose on earth. So that was why that message came up, discovery of oneself. Now, in that, a lot of people are still or have still not discovered the purpose of God for their life. But sometime the mercy of God can appear. And when the mercy of God speaks in one's life, it can restore one back to the original purpose of God for your life. And that's the example we want to see in the Bible. We want to look at the case of Peter. You know, Peter was a fisherman. The Bible didn't tell us for how many years Peter has been a fisherman, but we know that he's a grown man, and the Bible didn't tell us his age, but all he knew in his life was fishing. Maybe that was something to point to the purpose of God for his life. But if not for divine intervention, if not for the mercy of God, he would not have known what his calling was and then do that. Remember as well, if not for the intervention of the mercy of God on the man at the pool, the sheep market pool at Bethesda in the book of John chapter 5, if not for the mercy of God that discovered him, that found him, his destiny would have been wasted, because of course he didn't have anybody to throw him into the water when the angel comes to stir the water. And therefore, we don't know for how many years he will be there and then probably die. Even if eventually he gets healed, maybe by then it will be about 70, 80, 100 years when he won't be able to do anything. The Bible says he was there sick for 38 years. You can imagine 38 years. If not the mercy of God that found him and restored him, it was when he was restored that he could now go about his life. Now we want to look at Peter. Peter was in his boat or ship where they were fishing, you know, and Jesus was preaching. And because the crowd were getting many people were coming in, and so they were like, you know, encroaching on, you know, Jesus. And Jesus saw ships by the river or sea or whatever. And then Jesus looked unto Peter and said, "Hey, excuse me. Can I make use of your boat?" Okay. Then Jesus said to him, "Bring out your boat a little bit into the water so that I'll be away from the people a little bit so that I can speak to them." So Peter did that. And then after Jesus finished, the Bible says, then Jesus told him, the book of Luke chapter 5, maybe I should start from verse 1. He said, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God," that is, they pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, "he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships," yeah, "standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets." So they were washing their nets because, well, we thank God for today, even though we didn't catch any fish, but then we still thank God. So let's begin to prepare to go home. So now Jesus appeared to them. So just like some people would have given up on their life and or they don't even understand why, you know, everything is the way it is. It's because you have not discovered the purpose of God for your life. Okay. "And he entered," Jesus now, "and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.'" That's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. So Jesus had a reason for doing that. It was going to get him out of this fishing business and get him to begin to fish man. Because the original purpose of God for Peter's life was to fish for men for the kingdom of God. You see that now. So, and then Simon, verse 5, "Simon answering said unto him, 'Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.' And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink." All right. So the preachers always use what we call the boat sinking and neck breaking miracle. Okay, now, so, but Jesus is going somewhere. So after that done, Bible says Peter honored Jesus, bowed down at his feet and all that and all that. And then Jesus said to him in verse 10. No, let me start from verse 9. For he was astonished and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. At the awkward time, God appeared. Jesus appeared. The mercy of God appeared to Peter at the time when he least expected. And then he got a miracle that the type that has never gotten in his life. But Jesus was going to take him away from that as well. All right, so. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, that is unto Peter, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, imagine, they forsook all and followed him. They followed Jesus, because the original purpose of God for Peter was to be a preacher, to preach the gospel to the people and bring souls to God. He said, from henceforth, you will now catch men. You will now be fishers of men, not fishing in the sea. Beloved, the mercy of God. That's what I'm talking about here. The mercy of God for restoration is the title of this. Paul said in his writing, say, the Lord said, I will have mercy. Or said to Moses, the Lord said unto Moses that I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy on. Romans chapter 9, verse 15. And I will have compassion. Hear this, on whom, let me open it because I'm reading. Let me open it and read. Romans chapter 9, verse 15. There is something that I want to bring out there. Okay, verse 15. It says, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Yeah. So 16 now is the place I'm going. So then it is not unto him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. No matter how you try, except the mercy of God appear and put you on the right track. So it is not to him that willeth. I'm willing, oh God, I'm willing that, you know, things walk well and go well. No, it's not unto him that strive, that run it. No, but unto God that showeth mercy. I pray this day that the God of heaven and earth will show you mercy and place you on the right track to the fulfillment of your destiny, will restore you back to the original purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will find you, will locate you, and restore you to the original purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. So Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I bless you. Lord, I give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, oh God, much more than I've spoken, Lord, expand your word. Give your people understanding of this word in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to follow you to the end. Release upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. My name once again is Shola Daniel. I will come your way by the special grace of God on Wednesday. Until then, stay blessed.